Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new riggin' around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go-yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is Uncut with Q, and I am your host, Quentin Flores. Guys, in this podcast, talk about all things business and entrepreneurship, among a whole bunch of other badass stuff, man. If this is your first time watching, it's very simple. We have a fee for the show. And the fee is, if you get value from the show, share the fucking show. All I ask, guys, is that you fucking invest a little bit of your time into telling somebody about this so we can get the show out there more and we can get some more listeners and whatnot. I don't run ads on this bitch. No one pays me to put this message out there. All I ask is that you guys get value from it and then you share it. If you don't get value from it, don't fucking share it, okay? So with that being said, we have multiple different types of shows that we do. We have Q&A with E&Q, where Aaron and I basically answer your questions. Anything about business, mindset, lifestyle, whatever, go to www.quintinflores.com/askq. And you will get literally a form, fill that bitch out, and then we'll answer your questions on the show. Trey and I surf the internet and we talk shit. It's pretty fun. The third thing that we do, which I think is pretty badass, is I talk about some hippie ass shit with my friend Mitzi. Mitzi literally just did an episode about fucking. Would highly recommend you guys go and listen to that episode. I mean, you know, if you're into sex and shit and energy and hippie stuff and crystals and whatnot, she's definitely the gal that y'all got to listen to. And then, you know, I have other ones where I bring on somebody amazing and they talk about how they overcame all the fucked up shit in their life and became badasses. So guys, again, this is a fun thing that we do. Today's show, I have a friend of mine that just drove in from Dallas. And dude, go ahead and introduce yourself to the world, bro.
What's up, everybody? Jeremy. I run a real estate company with my wife, Sabrina. I run a options signals group with Q and Garrett and along with Dylan as well. I'm just happy to be here. Long drive, but worth it.
That was super awesome. It always warms my heart every time you and your wife come over, man. Like, I know we're going to talk about a lot of business. We're going to shoot a lot of content. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff that we've been wanting to do. But I promise you, bro, we're probably going to go shoot guns tomorrow. And then we're probably going to be on the water on my boat tomorrow.
Oh, fucking
so man. I'm super excited to just cater to you guys, man.
I appreciate that.
Dude, I got crazy guns, bro.
I was thinking about bringing mine too. I was like, should I bring them? And I was like,
nah, I have everything.
I don't want to travel down 35 being Mexican, you know, weed in the car still.
Oh, I feel that. I feel that. Hey, bro, it's all good, man. We got some of that, too. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, bro, you know, it's super, super dope to have you here, bro. And I tell everybody that I talk to, because I coach a lot of people now. Mm-hmm. I've never thought that I'd coach hundreds of people, but I've really just integrated myself into the coaching space this year. And I mean, dude, my mentor told me, he's like, Q, what fulfills you the most, making a bunch of money or helping a bunch of people making a bunch of money? I said helping a bunch of people making a bunch of money, because truthfully, that's where I make the most money, bro.
Exactly.
And I know that's crazy, but like, dude, there's power in helping people. Once you help somebody one time, they're able to take care of their families for the rest of their lives, bro.
Right.
And
right.
when they take that information and apply it even further, they introduce you to other opportunities that they find along the way that they were able to get into, that they remember you. They're like, hey, Q, dude, we got this property we're about to flip. It's a fucking 8-unit apartment complex. Dude, would you like to join us on this? I'm like, what? Literally, bro, I had a student message me the other day, said they listened to my podcast. I told a crazy ass story about in 2017, I kicked out a homeless orgy from one of the properties that I bought. And she was like, dude, I have a bunch of homeless people in my property right now. I had already mentored it, but I mentored it at a different stage in my life where I wasn't talking about those things. And so she had no idea that I had power to kick homeless people out of houses. I'm just saying, man, squatters and shit, that sucks balls, dude. Yeah. I worked hard for my properties. So funny how that happened. I ended up putting the property under contract with her at 40 cents on the dollar, and we're already facilitating it. It's looking like a $130,000 assignment fee. That's supposed to close next week, man. And I'm damn excited about it, but I don't think that would have happened if I wasn't mentoring people, man. Right. So man, it's a fun thing, dude. What did you get from me coaching you? Like, I think, what do you think was the most valuable thing?
A lot, man. A lot. Patience. Patience was one of them. And just learning to work with people, really. Learning to work with people, learning to nurture employees, trying to, you know, give people the push in life that they need to be better. So that's what I felt like I got from you and Garrett. Just the whole growth. I just felt growth. Like as soon as everything was said and done, I just felt different.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Different. It's been crazy, but I feel like lately we've been standing shoulder to shoulder in a lot of things. And, you know, you pull your weight in everything right. that you do. Mm-hmm. And I love that so much about you and Sabrina. You guys are amazing people, not just in business, but in who y'all are. And, bro, like legit, I still talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still really good friends aside from all of that.
That was,
Now we own a business together, bro.
It's fucking insane, right? That's, like, I tell everybody that the same thing too. I'm like, man, it was fate. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things that like one thing led to another and we just kind of like clicked, you know, you're our people, we're your people. And it's like, things just meshed the way they were supposed to. Everything was perfect timing. You know, they say perfect timing feels too late. Well, I felt like that with y'all. It's just like everything meshed the correct way. And it was more or less like, I remember Garrett saying, hey, you just, you know, check out this option trading shit, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll check it out.
Such a random thing.
I know, a random thing to do or whatever. And so I checked it out, put in the work on it. I was like, man, I've always wanted to do this. So I'm going to take the time. You know, I've automated things, you know, coaching. Yeah. Taught me how to automate some shit in my company.
It brings you into it also teaches you how to be a better leader, bro, because you're dealing with so many energies and so many different emotions and people just perceive things in their own way of you, you know?
And I was, you know, able to free up that time to go out and learn the shit. And so once I learned it, you know, I addressed it. I was like, man, we could do something with this, you know, we can help out a lot of people, what we just know. And, you know, just bringing that on to, you know, being able to help other people flourish and, you know, have another way to make money under their belt. You know, that was another, like me, I'm the same way. I love teaching people. That fulfills me. Like if they're going to pay me to coach, I feel like that's a perk. That's the perk of teaching somebody and then watching them grow and applying everything that you've learned. Like, cause I see it as, man, everything that I, you know, behind the scenes that nobody was seeing, aware of anything that was what I was doing, now I'm bringing it to the light for other people and to see them apply that to their situation and win. I'm on the right path, man. I feel like I'm on the right path with
like
everything.
Like, you know, a Nipsey Hussle said that I always resonated with. He said, how long until opportunity meet preparation? It's like life was preparing you for that moment, man,
for real.
And it was so crazy how it happened, bro. Like, legit, guys, the way I met Jeremy, you know, I threw an event, mind you, I hadn't thrown an event in years and it was COVID. Right. And so in this building, there's like they had just got bought when we had moved into it. Mm-hmm. Garrett and I were the only tenants in here. So it was a fucking maze, bro. We'd go on the 8th floor. I think the blinds in our office, we stole from the 6th floor somewhere in one of these fucking offices where they were available, because when we got our office, they didn't have blinds. But I ain't trying to have the sun blaring in my shit. We oversee a pretty decent part of the city in our building, and I love it, right? But the floor underneath us was vacant. I did not have permission to throw that event. I just knew that it was open. So we went down there and I opened it up and I was like, bro, look at this. There's like a whole ass whiteboard right here. We could throw a seminar in this room. And fucking, I looked at Garrett, Garrett looked at me, and then I was like, dude, I got to call some people. I called Aaron, and then Aaron and I got together. And then, you know, it was me, Garrett, Aaron, and Leon. We just put that thing together in 25 hours. Like, I think I'd say it was like 24 to 48 hours, bro. And next thing you know, we were throwing a whole event with 1 week preparation.
Yeah.
People flew out to hang out with us, dude.
I know.
And, you know, Jeremy and his wife drove in and we were just coaching them on how to build a business out of wholesaling real estate. You guys had already closed a bunch of deals too, right?
Right.
How much did y'all make in that time frame? Because you said you were wholesaling for a little while before I met you.
Correct. So I got started, I want to say back in March of 2020, and within 90 days, we've already hit six figures. So we were just like sitting on cash. We didn't, you know, how can we use this? That's what we wanted to know. It's like, we know how to close the deals. We know how to deal with the sellers. We know the whole process. We know the whole, you know, thing. We know what to do. It's just with all this extra cash, how am I going to reinvest it into my business? Because I want it to grow. I want more things out of it, you know, and I want to be able to help more people. So how can I do that? And that's where you came in. Like I said, by the grace of God, it was all fate and, you know, coached us on how to do it.
Dude, you know, it's wild to me because we were filming testimonies for the event.
Yeah.
And you and Sabrina came in and y'all gave me I watched that raw.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I had someone else that was filming it. It wasn't me. And I was just like, what the fuck? Who are these two? Legit. I had no idea who you guys were. I don't even know how I got a hold of y'all after that, but I feel like we all added each other or something like that on Facebook.
I think so. Yeah.
I messaged you guys and I was like, dude, y'all need to come over and see what we have going on.
Yeah.
Y'all drove back again like a week later. And next thing you know, I'm mentoring y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were already building things out. You had Agatha, right? That was her name, the VA?
Was it Agatha?
Was it named Agatha?
I remember. Abigail.
Abigail?
Abigail.
That's right.
Abigail.
Abigail was a dope name because it reminded me of that one song from King Diamond. That's good shit. If you like King Diamond, bro, that's some shit. Damn. Right there, bro. Sorry, did I just hit that note? Did I hit
that? You got it.
All right, cool. Because I tried. I tried, bro. I tried. Anyways, but yeah, you know, like, how many years ago was that? That was, man, what, 3 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah.
And here we are now. We own a company together. Mm-hmm. And we have how many members? What?
Close to 200.
Close to 200 members. Everybody that's involved is learning. It's education. Garrett and I had fallen out at the time. And we reconnected again on a different business venture that's actually way more fulfilling to us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, Garrett never wanted to be confined to an office. I don't care about it, bro. I'll be in the office every single fucking day, dude. We have different philosophies for business. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he's not opposed to it, but he's a free bird. You know what I'm saying? He wants to fly and do his own thing and in his own way. You know, I love being in places like this. This is where I thrive, man. Yeah. You know, this is where I have my solitude, my home away from home. But again, you know, it was cool. We broke apart and then next thing you know, we got back together. You were already doing the damn thing because I was trying to tell you like, hey man, we got to start something. I have too many people that are asking me about wanting to start an options group. Like, what should we do? And so then next thing you know, here we are. Yeah. We have a whole fucking group.
Fucking amazing, right?
It is fucking amazing, bro.
It was
bro.
Just an idea.
It's divine intervention.
Love that.
Divine intervention. That's what I love so much, bro, about these things, dude.
Yeah.
What do you got going on these days? Because I know now are you still doing real estate?
I still am doing real estate.
That's fire.
So what we did is we noticed that we've been giving out deals, you know, to realtors, missing out on money. And me being the Nipsey Hussle fan that I am, I'm over here like, man, what's one way we can keep all money in? Well, I looked at a thing called vertical integration, and instead of giving money out to these realtors or whatnot, we went ahead and brought in a in-house realtor ourselves. So now we're working the retail side of things as well instead of just the off-market thing. So my wife, Sabrina, she went out and got her license. So she was able, now she's able to take on these retail deals. So we're offering, like, if they don't want to take our initial offer, then we'll go ahead and do, you know, a seller finance offer. If that's not going to work for them, well, you know, well, what's another way we can keep the money inside of our company? Well, and help the seller out at the same time. Well, we're going to list it for them. So now we're able to do that. You know, they have that option to choose with us. And we've had a good turnover rate on that. It's been pretty good. It's nice.
That's fine.
Vertical integration is where it's at.
A lot of people say that you shouldn't, like, and this is some real shit, bro. I hear this from gurus all the fucking time. They say, don't focus on, what does it say? Don't, like, focus on one thing until it works. But you have two things going on, right?
Correct.
What is your opinion on that? I'm kind of just interested in knowing what your take is.
Personally, I have ADHD, so I can focus on many things I don't have a problem paying attention. My thing is my attention's everywhere at once.
Mm.
So I'm kind of like, it's kind of like you said earlier, a curse and a gift. So that side, the business side of it, is always going to be a gift for me because I'm able to do that. I'm able to, like, focus on the options, the coaching, and the real estate. I'm able to focus on things like that. So I would just say, like, man, focus on you. Focus on what works for you. I would just, you know, if you think two things will work out for you, go for it. How the hell else are you going to know? You only get one life. At your deathbed, you're going to be like, damn, I should have took that chance, you know? So, yeah, fuck what they say and just go for it, man. You never know what's going to stick. I like to get a whole bunch of darts and just throw them at the dartboard and see which one's going to stick.
Those are
the ones I'm going to pick out and keep. That's what I do.
It's a solid philosophy.
I'm gung-ho, man. I'll go out there and get it.
My boy, you know, you should meet my boy Charles, Charles Hernandez. And maybe you have, but he's an older cat. He's old school, you know what I mean? And this guy's so old school, bro. I love him to death, but I swear to God, when he calls me, sometimes I feel like he's the godfather. He'll tell me some shit, right? And he'll be like, hey, Q, hey, man, we can't really talk about this on the phone, but I need you to come to my office in 2 hours. Can you be here at 2? It's really important, man. We got to talk in person. And so I'm like, well, what the fuck did I do? You know, I'm starting to freak out and shit, and it's Charles. So like, you know, what did I do wrong? And, you know, I go over there, bro. I sit down with him thinking that it's like a level 10 conversation that needs to go down. And he's like, what was that post about on Facebook, man? That's it, bro. I'm like, dude, you couldn't have just talked to me on the phone about this? Like, what was up? Did I really have to waste gas money to hear you talk to me about something that was posted on fucking Facebook? Charles, if you listen to this, I'm sorry, brother. I love you to death. But I just thought that was the funniest shit. And with that being said, you know what I mean? He tells me this one thing, and it kind of applies to what you're saying. He says, Q, you can never be a one-trick pony. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was like, a one-trick pony is like, people don't pay to see that. I didn't understand what that meant. And so, you know, when you're talking about diversifying yourself, right? What was the moment that you were like, you know, I want to try something different to see if it adds on to what I'm doing right now?
When I started getting bored. When I started getting bored, I venture out to other things. And when I say bored, that means I just conquered what I set, what I've initially went after. That means I got it down. I conquered it. What's next? It's always what's next for me. I like to conquer one thing and then find something else that's going to bring in more money for me, to be honest. What else is out there for me to conquer? Conquer that and go find something else. I'm just always adding on to what I have in life and what I can leave behind for family whenever I do start one, or, you know, something for my brother or my sister to look up, you know, to look up to, or, you know, anybody, my nieces, my nephews, you know, they all look up to me in a way. So whenever I get bored or something, I've conquered it. I go out and grab the next thing. Say, if I can do it, so can you.
Boom. Anybody. And I love that, bro, because it's true too, man. Weird. I doubt that's anything crazy, but 1 second. We have apparently an emergency here. All good. We'll come back to this and we'll see what's going on. Either way, guys, this is a great podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this again. I'll talk to y'all here in a little bit. All right.